What's up, guys? This module is all about one of the coolest, most important elements and pillars of flipping, which is taking photos that sell. Okay, so when it comes to flipping, obviously, one of the biggest components that allows us to make money, one of the things that makes us so good at being able to generate income just like that, or take something low, turn it around and sell it for way more. One of the biggest components of that is pictures, right? So when it comes to photos, it's kind of interesting because it seems like it's something so simple. You could just say, oh, take nice photos of the item. And that's the problem. Most people say that. Most people who, you know, try to teach you flipping or give you tips or like trying to, you know, most people who, like, for example, might do this or even teach these things, it's like, they're stating the obvious. It's like, we know that, you know, clearly we have to take nice pictures, right? I mean, unfortunately, a lot of people, by, you know, considering some of the ads you see on Craigslist or things for sale, you know, there's plenty of people who still suck at, like, they don't understand the concept of taking nice photos or even taking decent photos, right? I mean, you see pictures of ads with people's stuff all the time with, like, you know, I see this all the time, especially with cars. Okay, so somebody posts a car ad for sale, right? And forget the fact that they have only two pictures of the car or one picture of the car. It's like, on top of that, the picture is like literally the car is cut. So you can't, you only see like maybe two thirds of the car. And it's like, you know, for example, the whole side could be missing. It's like, I don't know what, like, I don't know if people are aware that they're taking photos like this, or they just don't care, or they're just like, they don't realize that it's like, come on, your picture is what is going to sell the thing, right? And it's like, even with, especially with something with like a car, right? So anyway, you know, I'm not talking about those people, though. I'm not talking about the people who just take weird photos like that, because that's not what, you know, they're not in the flipping business. They're not in the buying and reselling business like we are, right? I mean, sometimes they are, but, you know what I mean. So basically, here's the problem. Most people just say, take nice pictures and leave it at that, right? But it's like, okay, how do you do that? What is a nice photo? What elements make up what a nice photo is, or a sexy photo that sells? Okay, because there's a difference between a photo that sells and just a nice photo, right? A nice photo could be, you know, just a nice photo that's pretty, or that's, you know, that is, has weird filters and colors. That could be considered a nice photo, but it's like, specifically, obviously, yeah, we want to take nice photos, but it's like, the main purpose of our pictures is to do one thing, and that is to sell the item as quick as possible for as much as possible. So that's your job. That is your job. You basically have this item for sale that you're flipping for profit. You know, you buy something at a thrift store. Your job is, you have to be that. You have to look at yourself as an agent. So, you know, there's models out there, right? There's supermodels. What do all models and supermodels have? They usually have like an agent, right? The agent is responsible for making them look as best as possible. They're not going to send them off in the, you know, runway, or they're not going to send them off into the photo shoot looking like they just woke up, or like looking beat up, or like, do you know what I mean? It's the agent's job to make sure they look as damn sexy, hot, beautiful, attractive, the best. That is the agent's job, right? So similarly, I want you to start looking at your job, your role as an agent in your products that you flip. Those are your models. So it's your duty, it's your responsibility and obligation to make sure that they look their damn best when you're posting something for sale. Okay. Not only that, think about the experience you're giving people who buy your stuff, your customers. what kind of experience do you want them to have? You know, it's like, you're in this business. Why not be classy about it? Why not be a good example and give your customers the best experience they can have? I mean, show them pictures that will just make them absolutely swoon over your item, right? Show them the good stuff. Show them photos that'll create this emotional rush in their heads. Show them photos that make them immediately make a decision, almost instinctually, to pick up their phones and call you as fast as possible to buy your item, even though it's higher priced than anyone else's ads of the same item, right? So it's like, it's your job to give them that experience if you want to command high prices, okay? So if you want to play, if you want to operate at the top level of flipping, where you're making a lot of money in a little time, I'm talking like $400, $800 a day. If you want to operate at that level where your friends and family will be like, oh my God, you're like actually make that, you know, because people hear flipping and they're like, oh yeah, it's like, they don't see it as something that can bring in a lot of money, like an actual solid income stream. So if you want to get to that level where all of your friends and family, you know, they hear about you, what you do, and they're just like, oh my God, this person is a genius. How are they like, I'm so shocked. I never knew that this was possible. If you want to operate at that level, then you have to do these things. Okay, these things matter. So that means making sure your pictures look super solid. Okay, now I will say one disclaimer though. Before we get into the details of how to take photos that sell, I want to say one thing. So this module is going to teach you the core. Okay, not only the core, the foundation, like full-blown foundation, the whole process, every little thing that you have to do to take photos that sell, this module will teach you all those things. Okay, I might actually split it up into multiple modules. I'm not sure how long I'm going to go for. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to teach you everything you need to know about how to take photos that are insane. And we're going to go over different examples of different items. So we're going to do furniture. We're going to do electronics. We're going to do big stuff. We're going to do small stuff. We're going to try to cover as many categories of items that I can, so you get every angle. You get to see every angle of how to do it for different items, right? So I will say one thing. Here's my one disclaimer, and that's this. You're going to learn the best top stuff up front. And I hope you're okay with this, like, because it's kind of like trying to shoot a fish with what's the thing they say? It's like killing a spider with like a bazooka, right? It's like it's not necessary. It's like overkill, right? You try to kill a spider with a bazooka, it's going to put a freaking hole in the wall. And, you know, so it's going to be like that. But if you can master everything across the board, like every aspect of it, then you can do what you want with it. You can take some steps away. You can kind of, you know, cut some slack on certain steps. And the reason I say that is because, for example, a lot of these tactics that you're going to learn have been responsible for, I mean, the majority of where this makes a difference, all these tactics you're going to learn, is once you start dealing in the $200 to $1,000 profit category. So what do I mean by that? That means usually you can make, for example, $200 profit if you use this on a living room chair, or if you use this on I can't really explain what I'm trying to say, but you will get it by the time you go through this module. Okay, so for example, you're going to learn everything, but if you have like a small profit item that you're going to make maybe $20, $30, $40, $50 on, then you won't have to use all of these tactics
on that item. It's overkill. It's not necessary. Does that make sense? But what I'm saying is if you know all of them, if you know exactly what to do, then that means you'll have the potential to use this on items, and it'll make the difference between making a $100 profit and a $500 profit or $300 profit. That's how powerful this is. So if initially you buy an item, you flip it, and the most you can make on it is $100, by using these tactics, these photo taking tactics alongside everything else that's required for a great ad, you add just this part in, it'll turn that $100 profit into a $300 profit or two or four or five. So that's how powerful it is. That's the type of difference it can make. Hey guys, so I just wanted to quickly jump in here. I'm actually recording this section after I recorded this training video. So what I wanted to talk to you about, just to give you some more, a better idea when I talk about, you don't have to use all these tactics on like small items or like smaller things. What I actually mean by that is from a time and energy perspective. So it all depends on what your time is worth to you, depending on where you're at. So for example, when I first started flipping, when I first started out and I was just kind of learning this stuff, I would pretty much try and use every photo tactic that I had back then, even on smaller profit items. So for example, I might, you know, if there was an item that I was going to make like a $40 profit on, I would use all these tactics. I would like, you know, kill the spider with a bazooka type thing, right? It was overkill. But here's the thing. Back then for me, it actually wasn't overkill because I could afford to spend the time, energy, and resources to do that. So it's kind of like as you keep getting better with flipping, as you keep practicing and getting more experience, you're going to start realizing, you're going to be like, okay, well, I know that I can make much more because I've gotten better. So it's like you may not spend all of your time and energy with, as far as photos go, on an item that you're going to only make a $40 or even $50 profit on, because you know that you could be instead using that on an item with a much bigger profit margin. So for example, you could instead be using that time and energy for photos on an item that you're going to make $300 or $400 or $500 profits on, right? So that's what I kind of mean by you don't have to, you know, you want to learn all of it, and then you're going to have to use them at your own discretion. Meaning like, yeah, if you're starting out or if you're newer to this, absolutely use all of these photo tactics on every item, because it's like when you're starting out, your time is not worth as much. What I mean by that is not that your time isn't worth, you know, someone else's. That's not what I mean, obviously. What I mean is that your value, the amount you can bring in for your time, is much lower than the more experienced person, you know, than you a few months down the road, a few weeks down the road from now when you're much better, right? So it's like if we calculated your hourly pay, then it's like if you can only make $50 an hour's worth of time, then yeah, of course, keep using these photo tactics, because it's like you have to get good. You want to maximize what you're working with, the skill set and level that you're at. But at the same time, don't think, you know, just because I wouldn't necessarily spend the time or energy doing all this on a smaller profit item, do not think that you shouldn't do this, that you should do the same. Because trust me, if you fall into that trap early on of thinking, oh, I don't want to spend all this much time and energy. And the funny thing is, it's not even that much time and energy. It's just a matter of doing a couple photo tweaks, right? But what I mean is, if you fall into that trap of not doing those things early on, then you're not going to be that successful with flipping, because you're going to fall into this trap of laziness. Okay, subconsciously, you're going to fall into bad habits, and you're going to suddenly think that you're too good for, not that you're too good to do it, But you're going to start getting lazy. That's what I mean. Like, lazy in a sense that you're not going to, you're going to be waiting around for bigger profit deals, bigger profit margin deals that you're going to almost get. See, I can't think of the right word. It's not that you're going to get like cocky, but you're not going to make as much money. And that's what it's all about. And let me just tell you one thing. It's easier, you know, to collect a bunch of $20 bills than it is to collect just a few $100 bills. And let me tell you one thing. There are so many $20 bills out there compared to $100 bills. So if you're out there collecting, why would you miss out on the $20 bills, on the $20 profits, right? It's so much easier to collect those, and there's so many, versus $100 bills, there's not as many. And it's like, starting out, you may not find a lot of those until you get to that level, right? So that's kind of what I mean by, you know, learn all of these, start doing them. I would actually get into the habit of just making this photo taking process your regular thing. I mean, this is just how you're going to start flipping things moving forward. Then once you get really good, where you're actually making significant amounts of money from this easily, you know, for it, and it's, that's different for everyone, whether it's $2,000 a month, $3,000 or $4,000 a month just from flipping, you know, once you've got that flow, then you can start thinking, okay, balanced out with every part of my life I've got going on, you know, hobbies, social life, you know, your community, your church, whatever it is, balancing all these things out. Now that I'm making this much money, how much of that time or energy do I want to spend on smaller profit items? Suddenly you'll find that, you know, it's not worth my time. I'd rather go have dinner with my friends and family, or I'd rather do this, or I'd rather do that, because you know that once you get in, once you go to work, so to speak, as in flipping, you know that you can make a lot of money in a little time. So you don't have to go out and flip a million little things, right? So like I said, everybody's, you know, that's just my personal perspective and experience. Everybody's experience and what they're after, what they're looking for, is different. And that's kind of the beauty of this business as well. It's like, you kind of learn it, you really get in there and learn it, and then you make it your own. So you make it your own. Some people do it, you know, full time as a living. Other people just do it on top of their day, until their full-time day job. It's totally your call. You have to make it your own. I just wanted to shed some light on what I meant by, you know, learn the photo taking process, master it now and use it regularly. And then down the road, you're going to be able to make it your own, depending on what you want, how much money you're looking to make, etc. Okay, so I'm going to resume the training video, but I just wanted to jump in. As I was rewatching it, I was like, you know what, I should really throw this in. I feel like I kept it out or something, but yeah, enjoy the rest of the video. And so, like I said, we're going to cover the foundation. You're going to get like this Navy SEALs type boot camp type training, and then you can go out and use it at your discretion. Okay. But if you learn everything in the beginning, you'll be in a good position, right? So let's jump into the first part. So the first thing is, let's talk about what we know about human nature, okay? So we are visual creatures, right? I mean, we're everything. We're auditory, we're visual, we're kinesthetic. That means we feel things. We use every sense, right? And we can hear things too, right? So we're auditory, we're visual, you know, we could see things, we can hear things, we can process things, right? So with all that being said, when we're selling an item, when we're advertising something, people are going to first thing when people are specifically on the medium of something like Craigslist, the first thing they're going to see as they're browsing for items, what is it? Are they going to talk to someone? No. Are they going to hear? Are they going to hear a message? No, the first thing is, they're not even going to read the text. They're going to see the photos. The photo, the pictures are the first thing that people see, right? So they're using their visual, you know, their visual senses. I mean, they're using their sight to see. So your job is
you only have a few, not even seconds. You've got like milliseconds probably to capture this person's attention. So you've got seconds to capture this person's attention, right? And not only that, think about what people's attention spans are like these days, right? With all the technology, with the, you know, social media, with videos, with memes, with all these things, people's attention spans have been lower than ever, right? Wouldn't you agree? So with that being said, you can have the best written ad, you can have the best description in the whole world, but nobody's going to read that. Nobody's going to get to read that until you capture them visually, until you get their attention, and you do that with photos, with your photo, right? And here's the thing, you could take 10 photos, but what's the first one they're going to see? They're only going to see one, right? Until they have to click on the ad to see the other photos. So your first photo, you only have one shot to use your best photo, right? So let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen ads for items where it's like the photo they use as the main display one is like the inside leather seat of the car instead of the car, or like some weird, super odd photo? It's like you never even see the item initially because they have the suckiest picture as the first one, right? It's like, imagine you're on a dating site, right? Imagine you're on a dating site and your profile, your picture is literally like your elbow or something, the side of your arm as your main profile. It's like, what the heck? I mean, yeah, it's still you. It's still an angle of you, but are you going to use that as your display pic? A lot of people do. That's the problem. But with that being said, no, you're not going to use that as your display pick. So what do you want your first pick to be? The greatest, the best, I call it the money shot. So the money shot is that one photo that punches them right in the face. I mean, that one photo that just immediately captures their attention, their emotions, and they're just like, oh my God, look at that. I have to click. What is that? Oh my God, that one looks nice. Right? It's the photo. And here's the thing. You could have a sucky item with killer photos versus a more superior item with bad photos. The item with superior photos is going to sell first, because the second one, the superior product, people won't really see that in its best light, right? It's back to the, you know, the supermodel agent example or analogy. So your first picture has to be the money shot. You know, that epic shot where it's just like you have one shot, you have one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted. And this is my quote, by the way, it's not Eminem's. Would you capture it or let it slip? Right? I'm just kidding. Eminem's, I did not make that quote. Eminem says that, but he was talking about flipping in photos when he said that. I don't know if you knew that, but so anyway, you've got one shot. So your first profile pic has to be that killer shot. That's like, oh my God, 10 out of 10. It has to be that 10 out of 10 would smash picture, okay? So next, let's go into, so we know that the first shot is the most important shot. The first display picture that you have, it should be the picture that shows the item in its best light, right? Now let's move on to how should we actually take our pictures? What's the process? What do you actually do? How do you do it? Well, first things first. One, you want to have a camera, a nice camera, right? You need a camera. Hopefully, you have a decent smartphone or a nice. See, here's the thing with smartphones. Pretty much every smartphone these days, the camera on it is like way better than your, you know, $200-$300 digital camera. Like, I feel like digital cameras are slowly becoming, I shouldn't say they're becoming obsolete, because obviously they still have their place, like for the professional photographer and all that. But what I'm saying is the quality on these smartphones these days, it's freaking insane. Like, oh my God. And it's so crazy that I recently upgraded to the Note 9, the Samsung Galaxy Note 9. And no joke, the camera on this thing, oh my God, this camera makes the items look better than they actually are in real life. No filters, no effects, no nothing. Like, I don't know what it is, but it's like the colors are so rich that, you know, and my sister, so I'm an Android guy, but my sister is, both of them, they are iPhone people, right? So they're like hardcore Apple and iPhone. I'm not a huge, it's not that I'm not a fan. I mean, I you know, I think they're awesome, obviously, but I just prefer Android and Windows, right? But anyway, so my sister just got the new iPhone. I don't remember what it's called. I think it's like the iPhone. I have no idea, honestly. I don't even know if it's iPhone X or if that's an old one, but it's like the newest one. So anyway, she sent me a video. She sent me some pictures. She texted me some pictures that she took and some videos as well of just like nature outside, just random things. And I was like, wait, were these taken with your phone? And she's like, yeah, my iPhone. I was like, oh my God, the quality. I couldn't believe the quality of the video and the pictures. Like even me with my Note 9, I mean, the camera is super insane, right? But I was just so shocked at how, you know, because they're both obviously super solid phones with cameras, but I was shocked at how amazing the quality was of the video, of the picture. It was like literally professional stuff you would see like in a magazine or something, right? So I was like, oh my God, the quality is so good. So the good news for you is that in the past, you may have needed to upgrade to like an expensive digital camera. And then from there you would have to like upload it to your computer or whatever, and like, you know, enhance it using a photo editing software, which I still do those. I still enhance photos a lot, but I feel like now that we have these smartphones with these killer cameras, that's the good news for you is that you're pretty much perfectly positioned to get into this and start making money quickly after you learn how to use it. After you learn how to take these photos, right? So what you have in your pocket is the thing that's going to make you lots of money. Okay. So just recognize that, just realize that. So the first thing is you need a camera, obviously, right? The second thing is you need a place to be able to stage the items for the photos. Now, I don't want you to get intimidated or like feel scared or weird when I say the word stage. Stage almost sounds intimidating and scary and like, oh my God, I have to stage it. I need an extra bedroom to do that. It's like, no, I don't mean like stage it where it's like some big deal. But what I mean is you need to be creative and resourceful to be able to stage photos using the specific environment. So it could be a section of your house. It could be, you know, items that you have laying around that you position next to your item to make it look even better, right? So you have to have an area to stage your items. And here's the misunderstanding that people have. When people hear that they have to stage their item, look, you can stage an item from anywhere. I've staged tons of products right from my gray, weird, you know, garage. Like with like leaves and everything all around, I've staged. So it's not about you actually need like a place to stage the thing. It's like you can stage items anywhere. All that means is to position the item in the most appealing position and attractive way that you possibly can. That makes it look the best using the resources and environment around you. That's all it is. Okay, so if you literally bought something from a thrift store, a little electronic, and you literally wanted to just post it right away for sale, you can literally stage it from your passenger seat. You could put the item on the seat, or you could put it right on your dashboard, and you can stage it that way. Stage it in a way that makes it look attractive and appealing and really captures the essence of the item. So you could stage it from your kitchen counter. You could stage it. You could stage the photo of the item anywhere. And that's what you want to just kind of keep in mind is you don't need, it's like the creativity comes from you. So you're the one with the brains. You're the one who has the creative energy and power. You can literally do it anywhere. It doesn't matter where it is. It could be on a freaking tree. You could have this cool action figure that you just bought that you're looking to flip. You could put it on a freaking tree and stage the hell out of it, right? And take killer photos. You get my point. So you have to start thinking about, okay, where am I going to stage this? Where am I going to take photos of the item? Because it depends. If it's a big, like if it's a furniture piece or if it's like a living room chair, you know, you might want to think about where you might want to stage that, like a living room or a bedroom or like the corner of a living room. So it acts as like an accent chair versus staging an item like that in your garage or like outside on your grass, right? You can do that, but does that present the item in its best light? Remember the agent in the supermodel analogy, right? So it's all about context. So it's like, would you stage, it's like as an agent, what do you think would be best for your model or for your, you know, as a flipper for your product, right? Similarly, if you buy a, you know, digital piano, that's another thing to think about, right? It's like, okay, well, I've got this awesome little space in my living room next to the window that would look perfect there. It would look the greatest it can in that corner. Then you would put it there. Or you could be like, oh my God, this would look super freaking epic in my bedroom next to my, you know, painting on the wall. Do you know what I mean? So you have to start thinking about that versus if you had like a pair of shoes that you bought. Let's say you bought a pair of shoes for $20. You know they sell for $150 on eBay. How would you go about staging that? And that's the fun of it. You know, you get to decide. So you have to start thinking. You have to start using your environment, right? Because it's like where I stage an item or how I present it is maybe different from, well, it is going to be different from how you do it because we live in different places, right? We have different worlds around us. But it's like, it's almost like art. It's like your art. It's like, think about it as, look at yourself as an artist. In this photograph that you're going to capture, this moment, this that you're going to use in this advertisement, that's going to affect the experience of the person watching, or not the person watching, the person that who sees your ad. So it's your creation. It's your essence. So it's like you're actually giving, and not to sound like weird, like too weird and like philosophical or anything, but like you're giving this thing a part of you, your essence, your creativity, your brain power, your thinking. You're giving that to the item when you decide where to stage it, right? So it's like you actually have to stop and think, where is this going to look the most beautiful, the best? So you have to think about those things and use your environment to make that happen, to capture that, right? So for a pair of shoes, you have to ask yourself, where can I stage this so that it presents the product, the shoes, in the greatest possible light, in the best. And when I say light, I don't literally mean light. Well, it could be literal light, but do you know what I mean? And it's best representation of that pair of shoes. The picture that people will see and be like, oh my God, those are the shoes that I'm getting. That's it. Right? So put yourself in the customer's perspective. Put yourself in the customer's world and shoes. Say, if I was browsing for a pair of shoes, which picture, which ad would capture my attention the fastest and the greatest? So you have to think about those things when you are deciding where to stage your item, right? So you find your place that you're going to stage the item, you get it set up, you get it ready, and then you position it so it shines, so it's angled in its initial best angle. So if you're taking, what I mean by that is you want to capture as much of it as you can in one shot. So just to give you an example of what I mean, if you had a living room chair that you were looking to sell, you wouldn't, as your first photo, you wouldn't take a picture of the back of the chair, right? You probably wouldn't even take it of the side of the chair. You wouldn't take your first picture as the leg of the chair, you wouldn't show the armrest first, right? So the first picture would probably be a solid straight-on shot of the item, maybe slanted or turned a little, like angled a little bit, but you would want to catch that straight headshot, basically, right? Where it's like, here it is, boom. So after you do that, and here's something to keep in mind, just a quick side lesson. So on Craigslist, your photo limit is 24 photos. The maximum amount of pictures that you can post with an ad is 24 pictures. On eBay, it's 12 pictures. Unless they changed something or like, you know, unless they change something or offer the ability to post more for money, unfortunately, the max you can upload is 12 pictures. And on other apps like OfferUp, I think on OfferUp, you get like 5 pictures or something and that's it. So a lot of these apps like Letgo, OfferUp, 5 Miles, they're even more limited, right? And then you've got other places like Facebook Marketplace. The maximum amount of photos you can upload on a lot of the for sale groups is like 10 pictures max. Okay. So the thing you have to keep in mind before you even take any more pictures, before you even take any pictures, is where am I posting this and what kind of leeway do I have? What kind of space and limitations am I working with? Because if you're posting the item on an app where you can only have 5 pictures, the photos you post and use are going to be very different from the type of photos you would take when you're posting it on Craigslist, where you've got 24 pictures you can upload, right? So you have to keep that in mind. Now, I personally always take 24 pictures of the item. Unless it's like a small item where it's like you don't need that many, I'll probably have like 10 or like 10 or 12. You know, 8 to 12 maybe. Like if I was flipping a smartphone, I would probably have like 14 pictures. I wouldn't need like 24 pictures. And those 14 photos are going to be of the phone staged differently in every little element and aspect of the phone, right? So it's like you kind of have to think about it for a sec. So on Craigslist, for the most part, I usually try and, you know, it's like, look, you've got 24 slots available to you. Why not use all of them to sell the item? Because what's the purpose of each photo slot, right? Like what's the whole point of having all, it's like to sell the item. So the more photos you have, the greater opportunity you have, the more likelihood that your item is going to sell faster and for more, right? So it's like you want to use every photo slot you have depending on the medium. So on Craigslist, you want to use all 24. If they're giving you 24, use all 24. On Facebook Marketplace, if they're only giving you 10, you want to use all 10. Make sure they're the best 10 photos of the item, right? If you're on, you know, the apps like OfferUp or something and it's like 5, then you want to use all 5 slots, right? Use everything they give you. So with that being said, so here's what we do. We know that we're going to take at least 24 photos generally, right? So we want to, after we take that first solid shot, we want to continue to show every angle of the item. So the item in every single angle we can show it at. So if we're selling an accent chair or like a living room chair, we're going to show a shot of the front and then the side and then the corner and then the back and then the other corner and then the other side and then the front corner and then the front. And then we're going to go up close. We're going to show the, you know, an up close shot of the backrest, an up close shot of the seat, an up close shot of the armrests, an up close shot of the feet, a cool side, you know. Now we can start playing around and getting creative with the rest, with all the photos, right? So it's like okay, I took all these cool photos from this while the chair was in this corner. Here, I'm going to move it down to this corner over here where it looks different. And I'm going to present it in this light and take photos of it like that, right? It's like you're having multiple photo shoots for the item, right? So you want to capture that first solid money shot. And then after you do that, you want to take photos, strategic photos of the item from every light that you can, every angle. So after you do that, you've got all your photos. You've got this set of photos that you can use. Now, at this point, you can take it a step further. And this is where we start getting into high profit territory. Okay, this is where we start getting into, oh my God, you sold that $20 chair for $650? This is the territory that we start to enter once we start doing this next step, which you're going to learn all about. But not in this module. The next steps, we're going to get into module 2, because this module has been running for a long time and you need to go grab a cup of coffee or water or an energy drink, right? So I'll see you in the next module. I'm super excited. I can't wait. You're literally going to learn how to take your killer photos that you just captured and take them to the next level. See you in the next module.